Tonight, I just wanted to briefly just talk to you about a story that I read in the Bible. And I'm just going to share a couple of verses of scripture with you tonight. And I just pray that you would keep your ears and your hearts open to what the Lord wants to say to you tonight. Amen? Amen. God bless you. In the book of Mark, the 10th chapter, there's a story about a man, and his name was Bartimaeus. And the Bible tells us that Jesus and his disciples went to Jericho, and that they were followed by a large crowd of people. And a blind beggar by the name of Bartimaeus, and it says he was the son of Timaeus, was sitting beside the road. When he heard that Jesus from Nazareth, he shouted, "Jesus, son of David, have pity on me." Many people told the man to stop, but he shouted even louder, "Son of David, have pity on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him over." They called out to the blind man and said, "Don't be afraid. Come on. He is calling for you." The man threw off his coat as he jumped up and ran to Jesus. Jesus asked, "What do you want me to do for you?" And the blind man answered, "Master, I want to see." Jesus told him, You may go. Your eyes are healed because of your faith." Right away, the man could see, and he went down the road with Jesus. And I just want to share from the thought today that Jesus stopped. Jesus stopped. You know, the scriptures don't tell us a whole lot about Bartimaeus. It just tells us that he was the son of Timaeus, that he was a beggar. And because when we think about the word beggar, we think of someone who doesn't have anything or is begging because just to meet their daily needs. So we know he probably didn't have any social standing in his community, and he was probably ignored by a lot of people, passed by, overlooked. The other thing that we know is that he was blind. Now, we don't know if he was born blind or if there was an accident, but we know that he could not see. He couldn't move about freely like many people could. He couldn't just travel to wherever he wanted to go. He probably was unable to work, unable to have a family, to support a family. Maybe there was no one who really wanted to be with him because he was not able to do these things. So he was not like everyone else. And things that were simple or common for other people were not simple or common for him. So I want to talk to you a little bit about his blindness. The definition of the word blindness means loss of useful sight. It says blindness can be temporary or it can be permanent. And from this story, we can see that he had a type of blindness that was permanent for some period of time. But one thing I know about blindness, even from a medical standpoint, is that blindness is a symptom. It is a condition, but it is not the cause of the condition. See, there can be something wrong with your brain, or there can be something wrong with your optic nerve, or something going on in your body that can bring about blindness, but blindness is an after effect of something else that has happened previously. So this man was blind. How many of us have been blinded by things that have happened in our lives? Some of us have been blinded by words, things that people have spoken over our lives, and it's caused us to not really be able to function and to move about freely like we would like to, because we have been blinded by the things that someone has said, and we cannot see past what they've said to us or about us. Some of us have been blinded by deeds, things that were done to us. Some of us may have experienced abuse in some way, shape, or form, whether it was verbal or sexual or physical abuse, but we have suffered abuse, and because of the things that were done to us, we are blinded and we can't see ourselves the way we want to see ourselves. Some of us have been blinded by disappointment. As a sister shared today about being disillusioned just with marriage and having to watch her parents go through so much and her mother beaten and her father being an alcoholic, some of those things can also blind us to the fact that maybe one day we could be married and have a good family. Many of us have been blinded by disappointments in our past. Some of us have been blinded by our achievements. We've achieved so much. We've been to school and we have a career and we have everything seemingly that we would ever need. And those things have blinded us sometimes to our need for a holy and righteous God. We've been blinded by so many different things. Sometimes sickness has blinded us. We feel like this is just my lot in life, and I'm just not supposed to be happy, and I'm not supposed to be well. And because it seems like we can't get rid of this, that we feel blinded, like why has this horrible thing come to me? Whatever the circumstances, when we're blinded, we're left unable to see. Unable to see our way out of a situation. Unable to see that we do have a future. Unable to see that we are loved. Unable to see that we mean more than our greatest achievements. But this man, he sat there, and we don't know why he was blind, but he was blind. And one day, things changed for him. It changed for him because someone greater than his condition, greater than what happened to him, passed by him one day. Jesus was passing by. And he had heard about Jesus. See, he was blind, but he could hear. And he heard that Jesus of Nazareth was passing by. And so in desperation, he cried out to Jesus, "Son of David, have pity on me." Now, no doubt this man had cried out many times to many people, because this was the only way that he was going to be able to take care of himself, was to make his presence known and to cry out to people as they passed by and ask them for alms, and so that he could take care of himself, maybe so that he could get something to eat. But he had to cry out all the time. But he wasn't just crying out to another person. He was crying out to the Son of God. And when he cried out to Jesus, it says that it wasn't so much that he cried out to Jesus, but also the fact that Jesus stopped and Jesus heard his cry. He cried out to Jesus because he believed that somehow maybe Jesus could change his condition. He said, "Have pity on me. Have pity on me." And we don't even know if when he said, "Have pity on me," if he meant, "Could you please heal me? Could you give me some money?" He just said, "Have pity on me." And Jesus stopped and he called to this man. It says Jesus stopped and said, call him over. And the disciples and the people around, they called out to the blind man and said, don't be afraid. Come on. He's calling you. Hallelujah. Don't be afraid. Come on. He's calling you. Whatever you're wanting or desiring from him, he's saying, come over here. Don't, and the people said, listen, hey, don't be afraid. Come on. Jesus is calling you. So it goes to say that when Jesus called, it says the blind man answered. And first of all, it says that when he called it, the blind, they said, don't be afraid. It said he threw off his coat as he jumped up and ran to Jesus. Now, when I read this, I said, but he's blind. So, like, how was he running? Did he, like, how did he know exactly where Jesus, like, how, he could have ran into a wall. He could have ran into another person. But he jumped up. He didn't care what he ran into. He just said, oh, he's calling me. Let me get up from this place. Let me get up from this place, this condition, this place of blindness, this place of not being able to know what my future is going to be, this place of not being able to know if I'm going to be okay, this place of not being able to know if my marriage is going to work out, if my children are going to be okay, this place of not being able to know, am I going to have a job tomorrow? This place, God is saying, get up from this place and come over here. He's calling you. He's calling you. No matter who you are, no matter where you are, no matter how you got blinded, no matter what the circumstance, no matter what the situation was, no matter what people said over you, no matter what people did to you, no matter what you've achieved, what you've accomplished, Jesus is saying to you tonight, he's saying, come over here. Come over here. He's saying, come to me. Look, I'm stopping by to see you, and I want you to come over to me. And he's saying, don't be afraid. I'm calling you. Don't be afraid. I'm calling you. That man could have been afraid to get up and run over to Jesus. He could have been thinking between here and there, I don't know what's in the way. So maybe I should just stay here. I know he's calling me, but I'm not sure what that means if I get up and just start moving in his direction. You know, we are the same way so many times. Jesus has been calling some of you for so long. But the problem is you've been afraid to get up and make those steps that you need to take toward Jesus. But if you make the steps toward Jesus, you know what you're going to hear him say? What do you want me to do for you? Jesus will speak to you and he'll say, what is it, my daughter, my son? What is it? I've been calling and calling you for so long. I've just been waiting for you to get up from that place where you were and just start moving in my direction because I want to do something for you. I want to do something for you. When the man cried out to Jesus, like we said, we didn't know what he was actually asking Jesus for. But when he got an opportunity to say, and he was asked, what do you want from me? He said, I want to see. Oh, I want to see. I want to see what my life could be like with you. Oh, I want to see what my family would be like when we bring you into our family. Oh, I want to see. I want to see. Does anybody want to see tonight? God wants you to see. He wants you to see. He wants you not to just see, but to experience and to know who he is and how much he loves you and how much he cares for you and all that he wants to do in and through your life. He wants you to see. Not with anything that blurs your vision. He wants you to see past all of those things that have come through your life to try to blind you, keep you from seeing who him. The things that keep you from seeing him in his mercy, in his forgiveness, and his love, that keep you from seeing all that Jesus has already done for you. Do you know that when Jesus went to that cross, he was thinking about you and me? He knew that we needed to see. He knew what we needed. He knew how much we needed. And there's no end to his supply. See, because he can give you what you need, and he can give me what I need, and he can give you what you need, and he never runs out. He never runs out. His love never runs out. His forgiveness never runs out. There's nothing that we have been through, have done, or even will do that his blood will not cover. That his blood will not cover. Jesus gave his life because he loved you and I so much. He stopped what he was doing to make a place for us, to reconcile us to God. That's what Jesus did. That's what Jesus did. Tonight, what I'm saying to you is very simple. Jesus stopped and said, call him over here. I'm calling you today. Jesus is calling you today. And all he's saying is, don't be afraid. Just come on. Just come on. There's a song when I was growing up that I used to hear. There was a soloist that used to come to our church, and she used to sing this song, and everyone loved to hear her sing this song. But she was singing about this blind man and what happened when Jesus came into his life. If you know Jesus is calling you today, and it doesn't matter if you've never been to church, if you've been in church all your life, it doesn't matter. But Jesus is calling you. He's calling you because he wants to give you sight to see all that he has for you and all that he's desiring to do in your life. You may be here tonight and you may feel like, I don't know if this is for me. Jesus is saying to you, don't be afraid. And I know tonight that there are those who Jesus has been calling you for a long time. And he's saying, come. Come to me. Come to me. I want to restore your sight. I want to give you new sight. You'll be able to see things that you've never ever saw before. If you just come to me. And just let me do a work in your life. Allow me to come in, be your Lord and Savior. At the end of that story, it says that that man, once Jesus restored his sight, it says that he went on down the road with Jesus. Will you go down the road with Jesus tonight? I just want you to know tonight that Jesus touched that man and restored his sight, and then he was able to move about on his own. And when he was able to move about on his own, he made a decision to follow Jesus. The Bible says he went down the road with Jesus, and so he continued his journey with the Lord. But now seeing with new eyes and understanding God's heart for him and God's heart for you is to restore you, to forgive you, to heal you, to undo all the things that have been spoken over your life, to give you a new vision, a new understanding of who you are in him. And that's what Jesus wants to do tonight. He loved you. He stopped by to tell you, to let you know that he wants you to just come to him. Come to him with everything. Everything. Every issue, every problem. There's nothing. I don't care what it is. I don't care if you feel like it's too bad to me. There's nothing. He knows it already anyway. You're not telling him anything new. He sees all. He knows all. And he loves us anyway. Isn't that an awesome thought? He loves me anyway. There's nothing that I can do. I can't out-sin this love. I can't do it. So tonight, for those of you who may have been making a decision to allow Jesus to come into your life for the first time, if you're here tonight, I'm just going to ask you to just pray along with us tonight. We're going to say a simple prayer. And I'm going to ask everyone that's at the altar if we could just all say this prayer together for the sake of those that are here. Amen? Amen. And you can just repeat after me. Amen. Lord Jesus, I'm coming to you today. Lord, I'm not afraid. I just need you in my life. I need you to take away the blindness. Because I want to see. I want to see what life with you is really like. I know that you died for me on the cross. Because you loved me. And you wanted me to have a relationship with you. Today I receive that work on the cross. And I thank you for all that you've done for me. Now, Jesus, help me. Forgive me for everything that I've done. Anything that I've done to displease you in any way. Forgive me, Jesus. And take me now as your son and your daughter. And Lord, I'm asking you to live in me. Change me. Make me a new person. Show me who you created me to be. In Jesus' name, amen.